you know the difference between some of them?
Oh yeah, I can tell you.
What's a screeching line?
Well, he's a little bitty. He's a little bit, now they're around here and he'll holler, make a little hollering racket. He's a little bitty fella and his head's bigger than his body, right there. And he's got a big face like Tippy here, and he's got big eyes, and he got little ears sticking up on him. Little gray bird, I'm big as a fist, or he's a little bitty fella. But I'm on the horn out, he's got kind of ears sticking up on top of his head. Now, he's a big one.
Is he the same thing as a hoot owl? Is that different?
Well, no. A horn owl is a different one than a hooting owl.
What's a hoot owl like?
Well, he's about the same, only he hasn't got that horn-looking things up on his head. And they can see it night, yes, sir, and that's when they do it. Did you know an old horn owl? I used to raise, me and my wife raised turkeys here. And they had about the opening out there. They didn't have no sheds for them. They just roost out there, or they had just poles up out there from the roost on. Something got to killing our turkeys, and it was one of them darn things.
Oh.
And he won't come and just catch him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's sitting on the roost, he'll come knock him off and then catch him.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that I got that rascal was to get him. There were two of them, I never did get but two. The only way I got it, I went and got some of this old net that they, for targets, you know, that they pull behind planes, you know, it's a good sized mat.
Yeah.
And I stretched it up on each side of him out there, and he flew into it and got hung up in it, and I caught him that way. Mm-hmm. Caught two of them and that, after that. But they killed him while they were at it. They'd kill him, knock him, and kill him dead as a donut.
You have the kind of bird that pecks on the
woodpecker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got a red head and almost that, what is that big black woodpecker that ivy, what do they call them, ivies, pearl?
You ever hear anybody use the term peckerwood?
Yeah, yeah.
They mean the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. They got a little bit of gray when they're a sapsucker. He don't, now that's what he lives off. He'll tuck in the and the sap on your trees around, especially this old weeping willow, you just pick it, you can see that just full of old willow. He'll pack that and then he'll drink the sap out of it, like getting the sap out of a maple tree for sugar.
Yeah.
Well, sir, that's where he gets his food. We used to kill him here, and we had two of them, one yonder and one right out there, and the air can blow them down. The stump of one of them is still out there, but.
Oh.
But them things, and then there was a red head and a red head woodpecker, and there's a speckled one, and then there's a white and black wing, and that big old black one is a big one, but he's not the one that's got the ivory bill, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's like that, but he's not them, but he's a big one.
About half the size of a grown chicken?
No, not quite as big, but he's a good sized bird. He's a big black bird with a beautiful trim on his head, uh-huh. Top and up.
Have you got any name? Have you ever heard any kinds of people call peckerwoods? You ever heard that used for people?
No, I never did hear him use that, but I called them. What do they call these men that cuts timber and
the
lumberjacks? I didn't hear them called peckerwood, so what if I just nicknamed it peckerwood?
Now, do you have any names for just all kind of little animals that might raid hen roosts or something like that? You got all the kind of little animals that might come. Do you have any name that take care of all of them?
You mean they're just wild animals, like rats and moles and crickets?
You just might call all of them just kind of pick a pesky little boy of them.
Well, the only thing we have in around here that's like that, it'd be rats and moles and a little old mice.